Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, it's Stony Stone. I do apologize, guys, for the delay. I was having a little bit of technical issues this afternoon. Happy Friday evening to you all. My topic tonight, well, this afternoon, is love. Five things that can ensure and increase your attraction to love. Have you ever had an argument with a partner and wish they could just read your mind? And if only they knew exactly how you were feeling? Well, here it is. That's sort of the idea behind the concept of love languages. People will let you know what makes them tick based on their love language. Let's see here. I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought here. The five love languages are that are break down here are words of affirmation. And this is expression, the affection through spoken words, praise, and appreciation. And to be able to do that in a relationship, that has to also come through respect. Acts of service. Your actions, whether they are words, are used to show and receive love. Being kind, always, you know, being kind, be willing to do something for your partner when they ask. That's a part of the level of trust. Receiving gifts, that's another thing. Gift is a symbolic gesture of love and affection. If we're in a relationship and I never buy you anything, you want to be leery of people like that, because giving gifts is a sign of showing you that I care for you and that I love you. Another thing, quality time. If a person takes the time to make time out of their day for you, whether they're busy or not, expressing affection with undivided, undistracted attention is a number one sign that they are willing and wanting to bring love in the relationship. Physical touch. It can be sex or holding hands with their love language, how the person feels. So if you're with somebody and they never touch you or make eye contact with you, give you gifts, make time for you, or call you, these are the things that create a healthy and a rewarding relationship. Now, chances are you can relate to a few of these things if you're in a healthy relationship or have been. And there's really no scientific research behind what makes the laws of attraction to increase your love. But I think what I'm saying is some of these things are just basically common sense. Sometimes our relationships get off track because, most of us are just too busy to take the time to call, interact, send a gift, send roses. You know, a lot of people saying this is 2016, and, you know, sending roses or leaving a love note is corny. Everybody wants to come up with these new age ideas. But what really works is tradition, is what I believe. If you keep yourself and your love grounded and based off tradition and what works, then you can't go wrong. Ask yourself this whenever you're dealing with love and I'm wanting to attract love. What matters to you the most in a relationship? What we give is what we get, what we should receive back. So if I want to attract love and I'm dating someone and I call them or I FaceTime them, that is my way of saying to them in a way, hey, this is what I like, this is what I want. I want you to call me, FaceTime me. I enjoy this. If I make you dinner and I invite you over, know how to cook, but you could do other love. Give more hugs. Be more giving. Surround yourself in places and with people that are happy. Because when you are happy, people gravitate to you and they want to be in your presence. And that increases your chance of love. So even if you don't know someone and you just meet them and you are meeting for the first time and you gently brush their shoulder, you're letting them know by your body language, hey, I am interested in you. I just allowed you a little bit of my touch. Excuse me. So when you are being friendly with someone and you shake their hand, you make eye contact with them, you rub their shoulder, you give them a smile, you're giving them a part of a love language. Love language can be picked up greatly if you, you know, especially if it's felt. Because love is a feeling, whether you know it from a stranger or someone you know. You can meet me for the first time and you can feel my love because when I touch you, when I give you a hug, when I give you that warm smile through my eyes, I have given you my love language. That I am a loving individual, meaning that I am receptive to love and I am receptive to giving love. So our body language can create a positive world around us by the things that we are doing or saying to increase, which is the laws of attraction, to us, which means things will gravitate to us by our body language. So we have to be very careful. And with our body language and being able to recognize these things come a strong sense, a sixth sense of watching people, slowing down, understanding what the other person is conveying through their body language. You can tell off the bat if someone is vibing with you based off their body language of love. So, you know, from the body language of love, is it if it's a waste of time? Okay, guys, that is my cue for me to wind down a little bit here with the show. Sorry that I was late. I will come back later with another episode, and I'm trying to get it where you guys can call in. But my language of love tonight for you is love is a beautiful thing if it is welcome. So show someone this evening how much you love them by your eyes and your smile and give them a wonderful touch. And it's Christmas time. Happy holidays to you all. And I will see you on the next talk with Stoney Straight Talk on this radio station. Have a great evening.